Welcome to episode 56 of the Digital Marketing Tips Podcast, where we're talking about interstitials. Oh, you know, when I was 5 years old, I couldn't say the word ambulance, and now I can't say
interstitial.
That's it. That's Google telling me how to say it.
Interstitial.
Interstitial. Hey, we're talking pop-up boxes on mobile websites. Google's having kittens over them at the moment, and you could be dropping a few spots in the rankings. So listen up and welcome to episode 56 of the Digital Marketing Tips Podcast. SEO.
Social media.
Blogging.
Email marketing.
All covered on the Digital Marketing Tips Podcast. Okay, now we've found out exactly how to pronounce the word.
Interstitial.
Interstitial. We can talk a little bit more about it. What are interstitials? Well, they're basically the pop-up boxes that you see when you visit a website on a mobile phone. Now, there is a word of warning about this Google hissy fit which they're having is that it only affects the mobile search results. So desktop search is absolutely fine and dandy. Doesn't affect that whatsoever. But the mobile search results, you could see yourself dropping a few rankings if you've got a giant pop-up box that screams at people as soon as they hit your website. So we type in the web address, we tap on something in a search results, we hit somebody's website, and bang, straight in front of us, there's a big pop-up window saying, download our app, or join my mailing list. Get my free stuff now. And it's kind of like screaming at you. But what it's really doing is just covering up the content that people want to get to. When somebody taps on the search results, it means that they've searched for something and they want to read or see that something. So when they click on the search results and they end up on the website and they don't see the something, they see a giant advert, it's kind of like, to me, being old. It's going back to like 1995 again, where you visited a website on your computer and all you got was half a dozen pop-up boxes just fired at you, and you had to close them all before you could actually get to the content of the website. And this is what Google's targeting. They want to try and create a better web, and I totally agree with them with this, to be honest, because they really irritate me. So an interstitial, I'll get there, is a giant pop-up box that appears on the screen, on a mobile website, as soon as you get to them, as soon as you hit them. Now, one thing also to mention is that you're okay if you launch a giant box which is for age verification or for, say, cookie acceptance scripts and things like that. So if you're selling alcohol or you've got a porn site or something and you need to check that somebody's 18 or 21 years old before they get onto your website, then you're okay with that. Those sort of pop-up boxes are not being targeted with this. We're basically just talking about adverts, about join the mailing list, download the app, get our free stuff. That's what's being targeted. Okay, so you're fine with age verification, you're fine with cookie acceptance boxes. I suppose the whole theory behind it is that we want to create better mobile websites. We want to give people the content instantly, immediately. We don't want people to have to jump through hoops to be able to get to the content that they've searched for. But the big question, I suppose, is what do we use instead? Just before we continue, I want to quickly mention a brand new email marketing course, which I've just launched. It's online. It's delivered, surprisingly enough, via email. And you get a different email every day for 7 days. And it deals with things like segmenting your mailing list and personalizing the emails which you send out, building your list, how to put the customer first when you're writing your emails, and also looks at writing better subject lines and first lines of your email. So if you head over to the website, it's jtid.co.uk, and right at the top, there's a little link there which says e-courses. Right, let's get back on with our interstitial talk. What can we do? What can we do instead of having giant pop-up boxes on the screen? Is there anything else we can do? Because I know it sounds horrible, but we all hate these giant pop-up boxes, but a lot of the time they do actually work. And when you have a pop-up box which says join my mailing list, you do actually see an increase in subscribers to your mailing list. So as marketers and as website owners and developers, we don't want to reduce the amount of people heading over to our app or our mailing list or our free stuff, whatever it is we've got on the website. We want people to engage with us like that. But if we can't have this giant pop-up box, what do we do? Well, the first thing is obviously to say we can have a small pop-up box. And that's probably the easiest way. So instead of opening a pop-up box across the whole of the screen of the mobile phone, what we do is we just have a small one at the top or a tiny one just at the bottom. And these are okay. Google allows this sort of thing. They like that sort of thing. It is a little bit of engagement on there. What we can also do with these tinier pop-up boxes is maybe delay the time it takes to open them. So when you first hit the website, maybe it waits 5 seconds before it actually opens one of these boxes. Or maybe even it activates once you've scrolled down the page. If you use a tool called SumoMe, SUMO.ME, or you use Google Tag Manager to measure the amount of scroll down the screen that people do, what you can do is you can actually see how far most people get down your page and how far they scroll down the screen. If you take that measurement and make sure that, say if everybody gets to 25% of your page, make sure that, say, at 22% of the page, the little box pops up and it's there. And it says, join my mailing list, grab my free stuff, whatever your call to action is. So there's a couple of ways of changing things and not having a big box opening up. Another way would be to look at using better calls to action. So instead of having pop-up boxes at all, we use much better calls to action. And personally, I think this is the best way to go, to be honest with you, a much better way to go. So instead of having giant pop-up boxes, maybe right at the top of the page, above the menu, but only on the mobile site, we have a box, just a small button or a box or a label or something, a little call to action, which is saying, join the mailing list, grab the free marketing guide, download our ebook, whatever it is your message is. And making sure that this button or this little call to action block only appears on mobile phone websites. It's not too difficult for designers to do. You do probably need to get a web guy involved in this. But what you can actually do is say to the web browser, only display a certain box or a certain button on certain screen sizes. So you could show your button on an iPhone, or you could show it on a Samsung Note or something, or a mobile phone, and not show that box on a big website, on your main desktop website. And this is a really good way to actually create better looking mobile websites. At the moment, a lot of us, myself included, we have a responsive website, which basically just shrinks everything down and changes the menu. And that's it. It doesn't really do an awful lot else. But there are some quite powerful tools available where you can actually just put a little bit of code in, design things slightly differently, so certain parts of the website appear or don't appear on mobile phones. And this really helps us with the calls to action. So, for example, if we visit the website on a normal desktop monitor, we don't see this button right above the menu at the top of the page, the call to action button. But when we visit the website on a mobile phone, we do see this button. And that could replace your entire huge, ginormous pop-up box, your interstitial. And it'll work. I'm absolutely convinced of it. It's something which I'm going to be looking at doing in the near future. I'm looking at redesigning my own website to make it much more mobile friendly. It's mobile friendly now, but I want to make it really mobile friendly, almost like having a completely different design for phones than for desktops. And I think that'll work well. So have a think about it. Try it out on a few pages and see how it goes. And put a separate little box or something, a separate little call to action right at the top of the page. I think those are really the main ways of getting around this interstitial problem, this pop-up box problem. The last thing we want to do is to be launching these giant boxes in front of people. We want to give people content. We want to give it to them really, really quickly. That's it for episode 56 of the Digital Marketing Tips podcast. I've left links to the Google blog post about this interstitial. I've left links to the Google blog post about the penalty, okay? It's in the show notes of this podcast. And there's also links to Sumo Me and the email marketing course as well. So all the information, everything you need is in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please leave a review. Please leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, wherever you found the podcast. And I look forward to having you join me on the next edition of the Digital Marketing Tips podcast.